Huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today is Psychic Friday, and I'm sure Barbara will be here soon. We have Dale Shear here today because this is Psychic Friday. Dale Shear and Richard, are you both there?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Johnny, did you text Barbara?
Yeah, I'll text her. I'll text her and I'll let her know it's okay to call in. Let's see here.
Usually when this happens, there's some sort of problem or something like that. I hope that's not it.
She would never do something like this on purpose. I know that.
But I always know you say that, but something's going on with your equipment or whatever.
Mm.
Or maybe her alarm didn't go off.
Yeah. Let me see here. Ah, there she is.
Okay. Hi,
Friday.
Barbara.
Hi.
Aloha.
Happy Friday, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. Boy, do I have something to tell you, Barbara. Before we start with our clients. How are you?
Though?
How are you, by the way?
I'm great. Is your news for the rest of the world to hear, too, on air?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to believe it.
Oh,
you
good.
Won't believe
Everybody
it.
Can enjoy this story.
Yes. It's called Johnny. Are you there?
I'm here.
It's Barbara, are you familiar with manifestation, how to manifest things?
Well, yes, because we have talked about it before. Yes, I am. I do it all the time.
Well, I think this one will top you. About 5 years ago, I sold my boat, a 1995 Bayliner 18-foot boat, and inboard, outboard motor. I didn't want to sell it, but I sold it, I don't know, for various reasons. I think I was in Hawaii at the time, okay? Well, anyway,
okay.
I sold the boat and didn't think anything of it. And now we come to the year 2023, and I get an email from a tow company telling me that I owe $2,773 on my Richard and Morgan.
Trailer.
No, the trailer.
Trailer.
Yeah, trailer. And I go, what? What is this? I don't have a trailer. So my husband, he calls the trailer company and finds out the trailer is still in my name from my boat. And he talks, and the trailer guy goes, you know, the trailer guy's in Tahoe, and he goes, I need space. I just got to get rid of your trailer and your boat. And my husband goes, boat? What are you talking about, boat? And he says, there's a boat here, too, and it's in your name. We go, what? And my husband came into the kitchen and he says, I got good news and bad news. I go, what? And he says, we still have a boat and a trailer. I go, are you serious? Anyway, he negotiated with the guy, and the guy let him have the boat and the trailer for $300. Are you following me?
Yes. Well, yes, I am. I mean, my mouth is dropped open. This is amazing.
No, it goes
story.
Beyond this. I know it goes beyond this. Now, you can ask Richard. I've been bugging him prior to all this for about a year or two. I said, I want a boat. I want a boat. I want a boat. Summer's coming. I want to go on the lake. I want a boat. I want a boat. Anyway, that was the end of that story because Richard said no. Anyway, so then I get my boat back, And we looked it up. It's in my name, so I re-registered it. We did all the things you're supposed to do. We're waiting on the trailer part. And where my husband, actually, the battery, it was on the street. I mean, you know, this boat was like on a street in Tahoe, and it was between two trucks. And he was told to get, you know, to tow it away. They had, before they auction it, they have to see who the boat belongs to, and it turned up me. So anyway, they got rid of the lien of $2,700 and da-da-da, and it was actually $3,000, and they got rid of the lien. I paid the $300 to get the boat back, and my husband was able to take the battery and charge it up, and it worked. So now all we have to do is just service it.
This is amazing.
This is called manifestation. Because my friends have said.
You were just thinking. And thank goodness you did have the conversation with Richard so you can prove it, that you were thinking about it.
Oh, he knows. I was bugging him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Yes,
and
but I have
Richard is going. Richard is going. I don't. What?
Okay, so you got a phone call because of where it was parked. And, okay, the lien. What was the lien for?
The trailer. The trailer and the boat are two different entities. They're two different things.
Okay, so somebody abandoned the person that you sold it
to. The person I sold it to.
But you didn't
somehow.
Change the
time. Right. You're breaking up, Barbara. Your phone.
I don't know. I am in the same spot as usual. I just want to know, though, if when you sold it, did you sell it for a lot?
Now, here was the thing. Of course, it's 18 feet. And when I bought it the first time, I was on my way to Paris. And one of my best friends said, oh, this guy has a boat for sale. I go, boat? And this was, you know, up in Tahoe, boat. And I said, he does? And she said, he wants to sell it really cheap because he's getting a divorce. So I said, okay. So I looked at the boat. It was a Bayliner, and it was 18 feet. And it worked. He said we hardly used it, and it worked like a charm, okay? So I went, and it cost me, I think, about $2,000, which is ridiculous. And I got the boat, okay? Now, I had the boat. My husband looked for about 4 or 5 years. I don't know why I got rid of it. There was nothing wrong with it, but I think the person I was putting the boat at the Keys, they upped their price to $350 a month, and that was, you know, a little hefty. And plus, I needed to repaint my house in Hawaii. So I got rid of the boat. And I sold it to a guy who, you know, really loved boats. And he goes, well, does it come with a dock? And I said, well, I can ask the people that I've been docking with if they want to rent it to you. And I did. And I told her that I sold my boat, you know, and somebody else bought it, and they want to dock there, and they'll pay you the money. So she was all thrilled. He used it maybe 2 or 3 times that I know of, and he was ecstatic. He loved it, and he said that he wanted a bigger boat, is what he said. And he did something with, I don't know, marijuana. I don't know what they did exactly, but I don't remember their name, don't remember anything about them, but that was that. And so I sold it for like, I think at that time, $3,000. I doubled my money type thing.
He bought something without even getting the title. He purchased something.
He got the title.
But the trailer was in your name. If it wasn't in your name, that trailer, you would not have known that it was just there, the boat.
That's correct. I would have never known nothing.
you didn't change the title of the trailer.
No, it wasn't me. It was him. If you buy a boat, right, Richard, you're supposed to change the title of the trailer because they won't even let you in the lake. You know, and the you're supposed to change the title of the boat into your name. Say you bought it for me. Then you have to go down and put it in your name.
I know. I've sold cars myself, my own little old self, many times by myself. So I know all about it. So it's probably the same as cars. So I got it. But I'm so glad for you. I'm very happy because you sold it, and then you really got it back for next to nothing. So you made money. Brilliant. It's like you rented it. It's like you rented it, basically.
<I know.
laughs>
Right. Well, it was $300, and I have to get the pink slip, which is no big thing. I'll just tell them I lost the pink slip. And, you know, other than that, the car is registered. I don't need the pink slip right now because I plan on using my boat. Whatever time we have left in Lake Tahoe, whatever warmth, right now we're freezing, but whatever warmth, I'm going to take that boat out on the lake and run it to death.
Well, maybe you appreciate the boat more now that all this has happened.
I think so, because I didn't realize how much I love boating until, you know, it's like loving a motorcycle. Richard knows, or he's had a motorcycle, right, Richard?
Right.
Richard?
Connections. Your volume dropped a little bit.
Whose? Mine?
You. Yes.
Who? Am I okay now?
Yours.
Barbara keeps breaking up. Can you move to a different spot, Barbara, maybe?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Is that better?
Anyway, yes. I just kept thinking what a wonderful manifestation this was. And, Richard, I didn't tell you this. I went to my chiropractor, and he said today, and he says, explain it to me. How can that happen? And one of my best friends said to me, the one who told me about the boat, I said, guess what? I got my boat back. She goes, what? 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 She was flipping out. I was flipping out yesterday, and I saw how nice of condition the boat was in. It was sitting on the street for about 32 months, maybe. You know, before they towed it. It's trippy.
Sounds like a really nice boat. The amount of feet you have and the Bayliner, I've heard of that. Oh, you're going to have so much fun the rest of the summer because it will be hot for many more days, won't it? And plus, you and your we would go on my mom and Don's boat in when it was cold. We liked it. We'd go out and just bundle up.
No. They actually close, like Tahoe, get your boat out at a certain time. So I'm not sure when, but it's been lately, the last few days, it's been very cold and very windy, and I'm freezing, and I have the heat on, if you know, believe it or not. And I'm just happy. I have to pray and hope. I'm going to get the boat serviced within the week, and I have to make sure everything's okay. But so far, so good. The, you know, the battery works, and my husband can start the car. And there was a set of keys in there, and we made a couple of more keys, and we got a few buoys that were like $10 each. And I got a life vest that was $10, you know, so I'm okay. But I'm hoping... I'm pretty sure the boat will be fine. What do you think? What do you guys think?
Yes. I think that boats are tough. And look what they're built to withstand. So it's going to be fine. If it just sat on the street and it got a little weathered, that is not going to hurt it. What do you think? Well, that's what I think. What do you think, Richard and Johnny?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It's fiberglass. So.
Hey. Hey, you got, well, you know, let me tell you, it's an open bow, Barbara, which means I can lay out in the front of the open bow and get sun and wind and, you know, and it, you know, it seats quite a few people. And it's great. The only thing is the gas, you know, gas prices. But we never use the whole amount. When we fill it up, we kind of like put it in the middle of the lake and just shut the engine off and lay out and rock away and just get some sun and eat. And it even has Richard, what do you call those things that go on top of the boat?
Well,
you know,
yeah, it comes with a convertible top, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's it called?
Well, it's a top.
It's not a no, it's called something else. It's
okay,
whatever. But anyway, you can be in the shade and you can be in the sun. It even had my radio in there. And I'm going,
good.
Everybody's going, how does something like this happen? I said, I don't have an answer. Except for manifestation.
One phone call.
And what?
One phone call from a cell company.
That's right. That is like meant to be so planned by your brain power. And my daughter and I talk about it all the time, how we don't even know how powerful we really are. The humans, we have not even tapped into that, you know. So you're tapping into it when other people aren't even at all. So keep tapping.
Okay.
Well, I have to say this. Remember the movie, you know, I can't even think of the name, but just recently, where they manifest things and they manifest things and they teach you how to manifest things.
Yeah.
You know, if you want something.
I manifested before I even knew that what that word meant. You know, when I was little, my dad would just teach us how to. He said, we have the power of positive parking. We will always find a spot in the front. And just thinking it, we always did. And so that taught me it very young.
True.
6 or 7 years old, I knew just think positive and about what you want and it will happen. That was instilled in me. I don't know if it was a joke or what or not.
No, it's real.
So true. It was so powerful that I actually made him a t-shirt called The Power of Positive Parking on it. And then I made that for my
dad. How cute. No,
are you
my whole life. I will in a minute. In a minute. When I'm done, I told you, Johnny, I'll let you know. It's just that I've been able to manifest things my whole life without even knowing it, without being positive, just saying to Richard, I want this, and somehow I get it. It's weird.
But you know exactly what want, too, Dan. You do. You know a lot about what you want, and you detail it. I heard that if you think about more, a lot of details that even helps.
That's true, except for one thing. I had no idea it would be my own boat. Never in a million years would it be the boat I sold. Now, that's beyond. I can't explain it. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Okay, we're ready, John.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
I'll ask you about it later. We should get to the callers.
Yeah,
Trina,
we're getting there.
You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, hi, Trina.
How y'all doing? Hi.
Aloha. Great. Thanks for calling.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow. God, you guys just been going through a hard time, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry for that, darling. You've been having wind and rain and presidents and weird things going on.
That's just Mother Nature.
That is. How can I help? How can I help you, sweetie?
I was calling about I don't even know about my psychic powers.
Okay, you're so psychic. You tell me, will my boat be okay for me to ride?
Oh, your boat's fine.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You have the ability. Awesome at it. You need to either do cards or I have a video. Barbara, tell her about the video on how to read the cards, please.
We have Dale's video you can refer to on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and compare what you know there. How's that?
And it's free.
Okay.
She says she already knows how to read the cards, but we have also a video there. We have a video there as well on our YouTube channel, Trina. So now you know.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, because you know what? I refer to it every so often myself because I forget every so often. But I will say that you're very good at what you do, and you need to either get involved with a lot of people or, you know, go to some psychic fairs or do something of that sort, and you'll make some money and you'll be very successful.
Okay.
Okay. But
that's
you do have the ability. What sign are you? What month are you born?
I'm an Aries, April 18th.
Oh, get out of town. I'm Pisces Aries. I'm up on the cusp. I'm on the cusp of Pisces and Aries. My water puts out my fire. You're on the cusp of Aries and Taurus. That should be very interesting.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, girl. What's the matter with your foot or your left toe?
My left toe.
Your left foot, left toe.
Nothing. I be having.
No, there is.
No, I be having. It goes my leg and my hand be going like numb. I think I got arthritis.
It's been going numb. Have you gone to the doctor? And what
did
he say?
Yeah, I went to the. I think they told me about some arthritis and brought cards in my hand and stuff.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have that, too, so I know what that feels like. But you're going to be all right, girl, so just hang in there, and you have a great, great day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Y'all stay blessed.
You too.
You too. Aloha.
Thank you, ma'am.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
You want to do another one, Johnny?
Sure. Teresa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hello. You're welcome.
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where all the fires are, right?
Close. Close.
Close. Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Close enough. I just made a big change moving to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward.
Wait. Something tells me you're very unsure of that change that you made. But
no.
What was the change? No, I understand that, but what? I knew you were going to say no.
I relocated. From California to Oregon.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to leave for quite a while. So I'm excited and I'm looking forward to this. But I'm looking forward to some really cool changes because the last...
Wait, I can't do a whole reading. So what do you want to know? Because I guess what I was picking up was the California part that you wanted to get out of there. And what type of work will you be doing in Oregon?
Remote. I'm still working for the same company. I'm working remote.
Okay. Success follows you.
Thanks.
You'll be fine money-wise. You don't have to worry. Did you already get your place to live yet?
Yes, I moved. I've been here a week. 1 week.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have about Oregon is it rains so much. How do you deal with that?
Well,
put your umbrella.
It's triple digits in California. So, you know, it rains, but in the summertime, it's nice. Where
mm-hmm.
I'm at.
That's true. All right. So what is your question, sweetheart?
What you see for me with this new change.
Can't do that. You'd have to do a real reading. So make it a question. And a real reading would be check my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R-S, like Sam, .com. Okay? And if you want a reading, I could do one as little as $60 or $100. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Now, what is a question?
Will I meet someone here while I'm here?
For sure.
Will I meet a partner? Will I meet a partner in time?
Yes,
not tomorrow.
You will meet a. You will. Well, if you let me talk, you will meet a partner. You will be happy, and it will happen within 2 to 3 months. So just like get out of the house more. Get out of the house, and then other than that, you'll be fine. Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay. And my phone number, if you want to call, I have a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada right now. It's 808-372-1816.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Did you hear when you were online, did you hear the story about our boat?
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm wondering. Barbara? Did they get to hear what we're talking about?
Well, it depends on when they call in. See, if she were to call in the beginning of the show, yes. But that doesn't, in other words, it depends. I don't think she called she called in after the boat story. That's why. She was
Heard
it. But
right.
You can
Barbara,
hear it on
talk.
The replay. So.
Okay, Barbara, how was your party?
Oh, my gosh. It was so great. Those ladies, my friends, they made me feel so special, and they went all out, and they spent money, and it was 7, including myself, girlfriends, just at a wonderful hot spot having dinner, and the cake they got me, you cut into it, open it, and the confetti balls fall out, and they're made of chocolate, painted pastel colors. And it was a 4-layer cake, and they brought gift bags. I filled the gift bags. I had stuff to give, but they bought the gift bags. So cute. And they just arranged everybody. I didn't have to do a thing. And you know what? I deserved it because I had horrible birthdays since I've moved down here, not knowing anybody. And these are my new friends. And I loved them. I love them.
What? I told you. I'm sorry. I'm joking. Just a moment. Keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking.
I'm joking.
So it was in Newport Beach, California, this spot that my girlfriend chose. It was happening. It had hustle and bustle. It was wonderful food. They had everything already pre-ordered. You know, they did everything. Like, they just said order for the table, all the sushi, steak. I even had, for the first time, an espresso. A martini, espresso coffee.
Whoa.
Martini.
Whoa.
That'll wake
Sounds
you up.
Sounds interesting.
Right? Yes,
I
so we
check.
All had our pretty drinks, and then we did a wonderful toast with that, and then they had champagne for me too, and then presents. I got really nice Chanel Gabrielle perfume. That was a surprise, you know. Girlfriends can surprise you. And it just was really wonderful. Oh, I found that dress. I don't know if I told you I found the right dress. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, my God, Dale. I have to tell you and you guys.
Tell me.
Manifestation is, this is the story I wanted to actually tell you guys today. And you had your manifestation story. Okay. This is what I manifested. I wanted a sequin dress for my birthday. And a week before I started looking online for it, yes, I wanted to be sparkly, and I wanted it to have a style and structure. What I saw online was just like tank dresses that were sparkly, anybody could have, too stretchy, too much skin showing. Oh, my gosh, I had it in my mind. I was early to my drum class last Wednesday. I hadn't even found a dress. My party was Saturday, and I walked into the thrift store to kill time of 15 minutes. And I thought, why not? Mm-hmm. I'll just go to the women's dress section. And I'm just, you know, if I don't see sparkle, I'm just going to aim for sparkle. And I went straight for sparkle. Size 4 structured cocktail dress. Never been worn before. $17.
Wow.
That was manifestation, right? At its
yes.
best, but not as good as your boat thing. But I mean, same level.
Doesn't matter.
Right? Just imagining it.
That is total.
Wow.
That's wild. from my shows, I used to do a lot of shows in Tahoe. I have so much sequins, dresses and designer outfits that were made for me that I have hanging in my closet that I don't know what to do with. And they're there, but I'm not selling them for some reason. I don't know why.
Exactly. So it's nice when you don't have to pay that full price of some dress that has sequins, which is always expensive. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're right. You hardly wear it. I said, okay, I'm going to dry clean this for when I wear it in another couple years, you know, because on your next event, you don't want to wear the same thing for all the photos. You're going to choose something else. So how refreshing was that? And
that is unbelievable.
Thank you. It makes you feel like that you just are not alone. Like, you know, the higher power, the being, God, with you.
I call it a godsend.
Yeah.
I really do. It's unbelievable. When you really want something, and I don't have to ask too hard. It's just I think about it, and it's just like, I think out loud. I found out the proper way to manifest. You want me to tell you how?
Yes.
Okay. I just can't think of the name of the book. You know, with all those guys talking about positive power and all that stuff for years. But anyway, I'll find out by next week. This, how you manifest something you want in your life. You have to be specific, like you have said, down to the everything, okay? And what I do is I'll go drive in my car, and I'll shout out what I want. I shout it out for, they say, not even 2 minutes, loudly. Nobody's in the car but me. I say, I need this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I say what it is, okay? And then I let go of it. And then it goes up into the universe and bounces around and somehow finds its way to what you want. That's how you manifest.
Do you know what is so crazy? I did that before. Just one time when after I had my baby, I wanted to be in shape. And I yelled it out the window, out the car window driving. I yelled, I want my hard body back. And I literally was modeling a swimsuit 3 months later after being pregnant with twins on the runway live.
Wow.
3 months is pretty good to have your shape back. I mean, I had gained 40 pounds, still like really curvy. And I did one pieces, but I didn't feel uncomfortable with it.
That's cool. Richard, did
yeah.
you ever, Richard, did you ever have any manifestations?
Well, not recently for sequin dresses, but, you know.
Or your hard body.
No, but did you have any, have you ever had any manifestation?
Well, probably. Yeah.
But you can't think of what it is now.
Well, sailboat.
Oh, tell us about that real quick.
Oh, my sailboat? Okay,
yeah,
anybody's a sailor out there and they want a boat, San Francisco Pelican. Look it up on the internet. And real quick, I mentioned it to one of my daughter's boyfriends at the time. And the next thing he does, he comes home with a basic piece of wood I needed to start building my own boat, which I did. And I still had the boat. Now, that's been over 30, 40 years ago. Okay.
And you can build your own boat. That is very amazing. That you are a craftsman.
Well, he's a sailor, 20 years.
You know, I've put additions on houses that we bought and, you know, remodeled houses. So you get to do all this carpentry. But the San Francisco Pelican is basically made out of several sheets of plywood, which is very easy to do. And it only took me a month or two on evenings and weekends, and I had a boat. Boom. And I still have it.
That's so
really
cool.
Out in the backyard.
And that
okay.
Boy inspired you.
Do we have another one, Johnny?
Yes, we do. Catherine, you are live on the air with Psychic Tales Shear.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Thank
Hello.
You so much
you?
For taking my call. Good, thanks.
No
How
problem.
Are you?
Fine. Where are you calling from, darling?
I'm in New York.
Yes, okay. Manhattan or outskirts?
Outskirts.
Okay. I just saw on the news that a pipe broke downtown Manhattan and kind of wiped out the area.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I just saw
wow.
it 2 days ago. Anyway.
I'm so bad I don't listen to the news. I know.
Well, I have to listen to some things. How can I help you, sweetie?
I've been going through it. It's kind of funny, though, that you mentioned pipes because I've been going through it with home repairs and stuff like that. So I'm just wondering if there's any, I guess, maybe a message from the underside of encouragement through this, or if you see this coming to an end in my favor sometime soon. Just anything
what are
you
trying
to pick up on?
What are you trying? It's not from the other side, though. I'm not picking up from the other side. I'm picking up that, how old is the house?
Since 83. My parents, it's really my mom's house. Yeah.
There's still more work to be.
There's still more
work to be done. It's going to take a good 6 months to a year to where you feel comfortable. Now, you don't have the money for all of it, but you're hanging in there, and you need to do a little bit at a time. But, you know, it'll be okay, so just hang in there.
Is insurance going to help? Because I just had an independent adjuster come in to see, you know, for him to get to the bottom of it, you know, and, like, insurance is trying to be difficult with me.
Insurance is always difficult. Get an attorney and watch it turn around. Watch
really,
them
get an
pay
attorney.
You. Get an attorney and it will turn itself around.
Wow.
Okay? Just hang in there. You're going to get what you want. Where'd you get the house from?
Oh, no, it's my mom's house. I live with her, though. You know, she...
Oh, okay.
She needs help getting around and everything, so I really can't, like, just say bye, you know.
I understand. No, but you'll be able to you know, fix it where you like it. So, but get an attorney, and believe me, a real estate attorney, and they will help you get your money or whatever you need. And I see that coming.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody's so happy, Barbara.
I know.
It's amazing.
I love
They're
it.
Like,
what
everybody's,
that
yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Full moon.
But it's, well, yeah, it's a blue moon. You know, it's like two moons in 1 month is called a blue moon.
Well, it's cool down here too, and it's just giving it a whole different aura. It's gray outside, the wind, and there's mm-hmm. some leaves trickling. It was gusty wind, and you were saying your weather changed. It just made it feel different.
Same thing. It's turning into fall. What I used to love, and Richard, you don't. Now, Richard, you don't even know this, but whenever we go out to eat somewhere, you and me. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. you would look at a tree, and you would tell me, and it's something I couldn't see because he's an artist. And he would say, it's turning into fall. And I'm going, where? You know, because it was bright and sunny out, but he knew that fall was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So are we approaching fall yet, Richard?
We're getting there. Slowly.
We're getting there. Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool. But you used to do that all the time, and I could never know how you did that.
Well, by looking.
But you should see his – I know, but his paintings now are awesome. I'm waiting for him to send me this one painting that he did of a tree, and it's done in orange. I mean, the tree is orange. It's one of the most beautiful trees I've ever seen, and I'm waiting for the picture.
Sounds nice, mm-hmm. Richard. I'm glad you're
well, Mary,
painting up. I love
well,
it.
You know, it doesn't take... Yep. I got a lot of his paintings. I love him. He's been lately doing beautiful work, absolutely gorgeous work. I got to say that much.
Well, I bet you
okay, do we have...
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Do I miss him? Yes, we
yes,
miss
we
him. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Do we have another one?
We sure do. Betty, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Betty.
Hi, aloha. Hi.
Aloha. Where are you calling
okay,
from, darling?
I'm in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will listen to you earlier about the boat. I think you're going to be all right with your boat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. From your
okay.
mouth to God's ears. I mean, can you even believe I got my own boat back? That is so weird.
Well, see, you never know what's going to happen from day to day.
That's true. you're a really good cook. Do you know that?
You know, a lot of people tell me that all the time. I'm a good cook. Yep,
mm.
that's what
people I mean,
tell
people want to mm-hmm. come to your house just to eat. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I
and
do see a lot of people.
Yes, you do. And you have a great singing voice as well.
Ooh,
you can
okay.
you sing like I don't know if it's church choir or something, but it's like something you sing in. Have you done that?
No. No,
well, you
I
ought to try it.
Oh,
you might try
okay.
it because you have a good voice, a really good voice. But how can I help you, honey?
I would like to know about my daughter. My daughter stopped talking to me. I like to know why. Because I don't know why she stopped. I call her. She's not attending my calls back to me. She's upset with me about something.
How old is she? How old?
She might be. She's in her 40s. She must be in her 40s.
I do not feel it's anything that you did. When kids are in their 40s, the menopause hits. And when it hits like heck, okay? And mm-hmm. a lot of times they think they know everything, and they don't want to be bothered with anybody or their parents. So don't pay it too much attention, and she'll come around when she comes around.
You think I don't have to worry because she's not returning my calls, and she kind of can't want to have nothing to do with me no more.
Did she say why?
I don't know. That's why I called and asked her, but she's not returning my calls back. But she lives in Alabama.
I don't know. I've been hearing this a lot. So I don't have an answer as to why, because I would need to talk to her to find out. But in time, she will come around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she believes that there's a lot of things you did that she don't like. And, you know, when COVID came around, a lot of people had a lot of thoughts. So, you know, they get to thinking, and it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. But don't pay it too much attention. It'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara, you want to give out my number, please?
I was just about to do that. Everybody, you can hire our psychic, Dale Shear, all week long after the show. Hello. Yeah, she can be your favorite psychic, too, if she's not already. And, wow, Dale, after I give your number, I've got to go over some of these things that you, I mean, your nails were hitting on the head as usual. Psychic Dale, phone number, direct line to book her. Your private session is 808-372-1816. Again, 808-372-1816. She also has a website, DaleShears.com. And if you forget any information, her link is always on the end of our show description, and you can get her contact there. And also, don't forget to all week long, keep your brain healthy by listening to Dale Shears, Psychic Dale Shears tapes on meditation, manifestation, which was wonderful. We had two great manifestation stories today, and many other things, how to let go. We have about five to eight choices. And they're free. They're free. Okay? On Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, which please do follow. And I think that's it, Dale. You want to tell them
a little bit
more about what you offer?
What I offer?
Is it like half an hour? You have two prices.
No.
I know that you mentioned today.
No, it's not an hour. It's not 1 hour. There's two prices, yes. There's $100. That's a half hour. And there's a 15-20 minute reading, and that's $60. But the reason I don't do an hour is because I went to psychics ever since I was a little girl. And I realized that, you know, in an hour, all they do is repeat themselves over and over again. So I've cut it to a half hour, and I can answer and pick up everything. I see sometimes 20 years into the future. Sometimes things won't happen for 20 years. You know, I can't help it, but it does.
Well, time flies, though. People always say, I can't believe that was that long ago. Hey, it is what you think it is. If you think it's a long time, it is. But it really is not. You know how time just flies.
Okay, what were you going to say about some of the things I said?
Oh, yes. I wrote so many more than I wrote down, but the lady with the tingly foot, because you just said, what's wrong with your foot? Something's wrong with your foot. And it turned out it's all tingly all the time. Not many people have that going on with their foot. That's very odd. I would say a horrible thing. And you saw that, felt that with that caller. And then the good cook thing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she, and
yes.
That, you know what? That probably made her year or two to hear that, you know, from you. And but she hears it from everybody. He hears it from everybody, but, you know, people, just to call and then you hit on the head like that, it might, even that one little thing is little, but it means so much. It means so much, too, and also, like, to, you know, believe in you and then, you know, use you, because we're just given a little smidgen here, a little taste. But you sure do pick up on a lot in just, like, the two to 5 minutes, whatever we give our callers.
I do.
Yeah,
I wanted to say something, Barbara. Check the air in your tires.
Okay.
I don't know if your car needs servicing, but one tire appears
light
to be
off. Dale, yesterday, and I, you know what? The service light went off, and then I heard a little bit something different when I turned. Thank you so much, because I should have just called right away yesterday, and I didn't even call the mechanic today, but I literally just had that car complete, well, a few months ago, serviced. I had it serviced, and I had the new fans put in brand new brakes. So, but I will have them look at the tires. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the tires seems to be lower than the other tire. You know, so
and
look at that.
But
nothing may... Nothing major,
you know, the thing,
but it.
The, okay, on the tube, and you have that little thing you put the air in. It tells me when it needs air, so I've done it a couple times. And then I forgot to put that little thing back on. I can't believe myself. And so it's been driving around without that little thing on. And everybody's like, oh, it doesn't need it. Just if you see one around. So I guess I'll just go buy one. Cause I think I don't like how it looks without, you know, it needs to be on. They have a reason.
That's right.
They have a purpose. And so maybe that, it just has been kind of
well,
spewing
yeah.
out.
Richard, what's the purpose of that thing?
Just what you're talking
Richard?
About. Just what you're talking about. To let you what? Know your tire needs air. North of the up-to-date cars have those.
I know that. We're not saying that. We're not asking that, Richard. The little thing that you wind on, okay, the inner tube
yeah.
is where you do put the air in. I forgot to put that little cap back on. I forgot it. I left it there on the ground. And so maybe that's what we're asking. Could that cause a problem?
Well, it was just a little cap thing. It shouldn't be anything. Shouldn't mean anything.
That's
it's
what everybody
just said. Well, it's there to protect the mechanism that you blow air through to get the tire up. And,
but it's not letting the air out. So, but I'm
going
to check it. She said that there's
okay.
something.
But
and
check it
off.
Check it anyway.
Yeah.
What do you mean
well,
the service light went off? What does that mean?
I told you. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, the service went light went off, and I thought, oh, that's surprising because I just had so much things done to it. So, and then it was sitting there. They looked at everything, and everything was fine. The service light just went off. I'm telling you, it did. And I could have called the mechanic, put it off, and I didn't even call him today. So that is bad of me. So I'm glad that you felt it because maybe I need to put this on the top of my list tomorrow to do.
Great deal.
And I also pick up on one other thing. What's with strawberries?
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We always have to have strawberries. We always have strawberries. Every time that they're gone, I have to run and go get strawberries. I don't know. I have strawberries
God.
Today, too, on my granola and yogurt. And then Priscilla came home, and because she just loves the strawberries so much. But so what would
well,
mean?
I would say it's time to get strawberries. Yes.
Yeah, would you like
yes,
to take one
Johnny.
More caller? Can we take one more caller? Or do you...
Yeah, you can. How many do we have left to talk to?
Well, we have two more callers.
We have
okay,
David.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, we'll put one more through. Okay, David You are live on the air with Psychic Gail Scheer.
Hi, David.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Okay.
Mm, wow.
Yes.
Yes. Really
how
nice
can
over.
How can I help you? That's where Barbara is, I believe.
My question is, I'm involved in a competitive game, and I want to see if I'm going to end up being extremely successful at it, or what do you see?
Okay, is this a gambling game?
Yes.
Okay. I do not predict on gambling of any kind. I'm so sorry.
Well,
but
it's not about
as far as
the money aspect of it. Just the game itself, is it more of a skill game?
Well, as far
as
a game, okay. The games that you play, you're very good at, you're excellent at, and you get really pissed if you don't win. So I would say on the game part, you will win and you will do very well. That's what I pick up, but I won't pick up on gambling or money.
Yeah, I'm not asking you about, you know, the money aspect. I'm asking you about the ranking as far as the game is concerned amongst all the other competitors.
You will do very well. That's the best I can say.
Do you have any timeline for that?
No, psychics are not good on time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But thank you for calling.
You. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Good luck. Good luck. Hey, mm-hmm. I have one. I have a crazy one, and I'll take the other call in a minute. But Barbara and Richard,
yeah.
We have Nevada playing. I think it's football. But they're playing USC, which is my husband is arguing with me. He's saying the chances of Nevada winning are like 1,000. It's like winning a lotto ticket. You know?
He's
and I
right.
said, good. I said, good. I'm going to go bet it.
Yes. Good idea.
I got a dumb feeling to bet this thing. And my husband's going, you're crazy. And I want to make $10 on it. But it's Nevada against USC or something. And it plays either today or I think tomorrow.
Oh,
but I just had to
goodness.
Tell you that.
Okay,
they probably will
so
lose,
that's
but that's okay.
And
huh?
It's because they're brand new, right? Team?
I don't know. I don't know anything about football.
Well,
I only
okay.
know about baseball.
The Raiders are the pro, but I don't know about the college. So, but I do know that UCLA is probably fantastic.
USC.
USC. Okay. Well, that too. Probably really good.
Or one of them.
Richard know a lot about college, but oh,
I'm sure
Richard,
you
got to
think
he's
I'm crazy, right?
Yeah. He says he's not into football. I remember he's not into it.
Oh, he knows enough about it. What do you think, Richard?
I think Blaise
you
is
think?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
keep
you know what?
Keep your money in your wallet. Keep your money in your wallet.
Just for the
no,
sake of it, I'm going to play a few bucks.
Yeah,
it pays $200.
Lose. Get it. Get the money, Dale. I'd say go for it.
I
What's
am.
The big deal? You just already got like a gold mine put in your lap. I think you can play a little bit with something.
Yeah. She, needs some,
pays
she needs some gas money. She needs gas money.
That's
yeah.
True. That's true. Like, I got to fill up the tank. It's on empty.
Of course you have
it's
to have
so
a boat
hard.
If you live that late.
It's so hard.
Okay,
to
well,
work.
Let's.
You're going to a gas station just to get a pint of gas.
Are you ready for the last caller?
I am in a minute, Richard. I mean, I am,
Richard,
Johnny. Just Johnny,
Richard,
quit bugging me. Yeah, go ahead, Richard. What were you saying? Richard?
What was I saying?
What do you mean about me getting a pint of gas? What do you mean?
Well, that's how much gas you buy at a time at $5 a gallon. Okay. Bad joke.
Okay, whatever.
Bad joke.
Bad joke.
Bad.
Okay, now we'll take the last caller.
Teresa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Whoa. Just fine, Teresa. How are you, and where are you calling from?
I did a psychic session with you a few weeks ago. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, I remember. Sort of remember you, yes.
So I just want everyone to know I did a psychic session with Dell, and she helped me a lot. And I recommend that
although
you call into the show, that you do set up a psychic session with her because she is good. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Is there anything I can help you with, sweetheart?
Yeah, just I'm still looking for a place. I haven't found anything yet, and I'm looking. I look in the newspapers every Sunday. I'm looking. I haven't found anything yet. Just wanted to see if you think I'm on the right page, because I'm looking. I'm trying to move. But
right. What's your price range, though?
No more than $2,200.
That's not bad. Okay, and where are you calling again from? I forgot.
Brooklyn.
Okay. Within 60 days or less, you will find what you're looking for. Start manifesting in your mind's eyes what you want. Start manifesting, and guess what? You're going to get it. Okay.
All right.
It's
going to
come out of it's going to come out of the blue, just out of the blue, from either someone you know or somebody that's leaving, and that's it. You know, when I was a kid, you know what we used to do in New York? We would wait till somebody dies and then go jump on the apartment and go rent it. That's how hard it is to get a place. So you'll be all right, but just hang in there and you will find what you're looking for, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, Johnny, are you happy now?
I'm happy. We called all the callers. We talked to all the callers. Thank you.
Well, I'm surprised we had a lot. Yes, and then my number is 808-372-1816 if you want a private reading. Or if you want a card reading, either way, card readings are $50, and, you know, I do that. So, you know, I had a really good show. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, John. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
Amazing. Good.
I loved the show, too. Loved it.
This was Labor Day weekend. This is the Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Happy do something fabulous and have fun. Treat yourself. Enjoy life. Let us goodbye.
No, it's kind of rainy and windy and everything here. And I am not one to go out with a million people. I wait till the day after. And even if I were to get my boat out, which won't be till next week, I would have to do it, you know, when it's warm. So right now I'm freezing and we have the heat on. So what can I tell you?
Wow, that is crazy, actually. Huh. Okay. Well, I'm so happy for you. And you have plenty of other little things to prepare your boat anyway before you put it in there in the lake.
So, yeah, just little. Well, we have to clean it up. But, you know, just other than that, today we went to Walmart and got, you know, some buoys, and I got a life jacket for $10. Don't ask me how, but I did. And
I heard that. That's great.
Yeah, so I got
most
of the stuff.
Are you going to name your boat?
Yes.
What?
I forgot at Walmart to go look for the letters. Doggone it. I want to name it. I want to name it, all of a sudden I forgot the name.
My Lady.
Hold on. Yeah, My Lady.
My Lady.
My
oh,
Lady.
That is so cute. My Lady.
Either Lady or My Lady. Which do you like, Barbara?
Let's see.
My lady.
My yes, I do too, Richard. I do like my lady. Mm-hmm. It just runs off your lips really well, your tongue mm-hmm. really. But my lady, it's just so, it's so pretty. I love how it does that with the tongue, my lady.
Yeah, my lady. Yeah, I forgot. They have it at Amazon. They have the letters. I can get it for $10 and then put it on the boat. I just forgot.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Just order it now. Mm. You'll get them tomorrow night. Then you can go put it on. How cute. Well, I love that name. And I'm so happy for you. And I was happy for me with my party. Everything is positive. I feel like there are no big things weighing us down right now, or me anyway. But you guys all sound like you're in amazing spirits too, although we didn't hear much from Johnny tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. He did his job. He did a good job.
They got
a flood watch in Vegas and Flagstaff and Phoenix and Tucson and Cedar City. There's a flash flood warning. I guess, Richard, down by your way, they're going to get some heavy-duty rain.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Always.
Okay,
rain.
You guys. Aloha. And you all have... And I'm going to miss you, Barbie.
I'm going to miss you. You can call me on my Sunday or Monday. Sunday or Monday. It's a holiday, everybody. And stay safe because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. Watch yourself. And have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And don't forget to follow our Facebook page, Life, Laughter, Happiness Radio Show. Okay, everybody. Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha, Johnny.
Right.
Aloha, Johnny.